allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
Thank you. Member attendance, Dorian here.
DiLorenzo here.
Willis here.
Brown here.
Recording in progress.
Gentlemen, reorganization meeting, how says it?
You know, I think Tony's got to open the meeting now.
Do I have a motion for a chairman?
I'll make a motion, Kevin Stroyan be the chairman.
I have a second?
I'll second it.
That's surprising.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Turn it back over to Mr. Stroyan, thank you.
Do we have a motion for a vice chair?
I'll make the motion, or I'd be the vice chair.
Well.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Proposed curative amendment, we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Belwar.
Thank you. So we received a Pike County planning and mapping letter dated December 9th, and I appreciate Mr. Waldron taking the bull by the horns and revising the proposed curative amendment. I don't know if anybody saw, but late this afternoon, I took a little pencil to that and made a couple changes. I'll take you through them. But overall, I don't have any issues with what county said in their letter. And it appears that Mr. Waldron captured all of them. The last bullet point remains open. That's about a parking permit. We can talk about last. As regards the changes, it's finding interior and lot makes sense. Paragraph four, Mr. Waldron changed interior lots to be a capitalized term. One change I made at four, right at the very end. It says setbacks between interior lots may be reduced as part of the conditional use upon good cause shown, subject to approval by the Milford Fire Department. I want to revise that to upon good cause shown, which includes recommendations by the Milford Police Department. I want the PC to make the recommendation, and then based upon what the fire department says, and the township to have the ultimate authority to approve. If that makes sense to y'all.
Makes sense to me, Tony Waldron speaking, so I'm with that, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, and then the other change.
It was shown, good cause shown by the, how did you word that again?
The planning commission and to the township manager. So you'll have that. But basically it says, instead of subject to approval by the fire department, it is good cause shown, which includes recommendations by the fire department.
So change approval to recommendation.
Yes. And then the only other change I made was at the end of nine, where there's a reference again to interior, I just capitalized that term, interior lots. And that's it. Otherwise, I think it's good for a recommendation by the Planning Commission, unless anyone wants to discuss any further aspect. That would, of course, that last bullet point from the Planning Commission letter of December 9th, where a parking permit would be issued by the township according to this. It needs to be reviewed to see if the township does have parking permits and or if terminology should be used. I might defer first to the solicitor, see if there's any thoughts as regards what language might exist as regards a parking permit.
I believe there's anything in the ordinance that could be called parking permit. Maybe, however, there are requirements for parking in this ordinance. Right. So we think a proper terminology should be parking approval.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And should be parking approval for the particular use, because that's really what we're getting at. Whether the introduction of other uses that are sharing parking would overburden the shared parking easement.
I might suggest, I think that that makes some sense, since you'd have to address that initially. I do understand that I believe the idea of bringing up the permit idea was, well, what if a business changes? And it's somewhat different. But if a business changes, that's going to require additional conditional use procedure so that the parking could be revisited if, in fact, there is going to be, let's just say for some reason it went from out of a law office to a convenience store. Obviously, there'd be a difference probably in parking. And it'd have to be addressed in order to get approved at that point if that were to happen.
Is go ahead.
I was going to add in, that makes sense as we're discussing. I'm looking at paragraph 7 regarding parking, mm-hmm. and if we change the three locations where it says permit to approval, I think that works.
That's what we discussed at the supervisors meeting.
Right, I think we did, yeah.
We did discuss that at the supervisors meeting. That makes more sense because we don't have anything that actually requires the issuance of a permit for parking.
Right.
It's an approval that we grant as part of the either the land development or the conditional use or both.
Or both, yeah.
Is the language clear that if the business use changes in one of the units, or for the lack of a better word, that there needs to be a new conditional use hearing? Is it clear that that's
I'm looking at paragraph 7 on, I'm going to say, two-thirds of the way through it, there's a sentence. Any proposed change in a use within a building must be the subject of an application for a parking approval for the proposed use. If the proposed use will not materially change the parking and traffic from the prior use, the parking approval can be issued. And it goes on, said if the use will materially change the parking, the applicant must apply for a conditional use approval and present sufficient evidence of compliance with parking and traffic. So the change in the use will start a review by the township through its engineer and or zoning officer as to whether the use will materially change the parking.
Right.
If it does, then there's going to be the use process.
I think, Mr. Stroyan, is your question whether any change in your use is going to require a new condition of use? Is that your question?
That's correct. It's not only with the change in parking that triggers a conditional use. Is that my understanding?
Well, even in our zoning, a change of use is going to bring up the conditional right. use unless it's a permitted use.
Right. Correct. No, I understand
that. But then they would still have to come back in for the parking if the parking's going to change.
But what
is this in a multi-commercial type plaza building?
Right.
Yeah. There's a change of use.
Multiple buildings.
Right. Multiple buildings, multiple businesses. So then if somebody comes in and all of a sudden they have a great idea or a great bagel, that parking lot gets taken over by that one in particular shop, it knocks out all the parking for all the other businesses that have right. been there and up and running. That's what we're talking
That's
about.
That's what we're doing.
Right.
To prohibit.
That's why it would matter. Right. However, I think the wording is applicable and correct because if, for example, there's a R. Anthony Eldren law office there and it ends up being changed to an Anthony McNada law office, I don't think with the same personnel numbers, I don't think there isn't necessarily a need to go through another conditional use. But if it changed from our Anthony Walden law office to a Starbucks, no doubt about it. You're going to have to make sure that it can be not just parking, but also going to be potentially there's going to be a sewage issue as well.
So what you're saying is that part of paragraph 7 that addresses parking automatically addresses the conditional use overall?
Yeah, because you're talking about the sure you meet all the requirements.
Yeah, there's a two-step, right? First, if a new use is going in, the zoning officer is going to look at whether that use is allowed.
Right.
Right.
And
okay,
secondly,
so then is there specific language that says that after the initial conditional use, every business has to...
In our regular zoning, yes, but yes. In this...
In our regular zoning, but is that clear in this? That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think it would work the same way. I don't know why it would be different.
The list doesn't exempt zoning.
I understand that. I understand that.
Yeah, I think you stated it correctly earlier. The zoning officer would have to make a determination initially whether it's a permitted use, whether it's a conditional use, or whether it's a use not provided for in the zone. Right. And at that point, you would determine whether if it's a permitted use, he could issue a zoning approval if parking's not going to substantially change.
Right.
Believes that parking's going to substantially change, then you're going to be headed to the advisors with a conditional use application.
Okay. Yeah, even if it's a permitted use, they'd have to come in for the conditional use.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, let me add tag team on that, what Tony just said. Should it be... assuming it's allowed under the zoning as a conditional use and evaluation is made as to what this use is going to materially change from the prior use, should it be an analysis by the township as regards to parking and or the traffic? I think it sounds like it should be both.
Yes.
And right now it's just parking, so I'll add in and or traffic in the third line from the bottom of F7. And it makes sense because you keep going in that last sentence there, and then they have to show sufficient evidence of compliant parking and traffic.
And traffic requirements, right.
Okay.
That's an issue. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Those changes. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Okay. Then does the planning want to make a recommendation
I think that it would be appropriate that we took a motion to have Mr. Belwar send a letter to the supervisor stating the changes and that we approve them. Is that what you want, Mr. Belwar?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Could I get that motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
No discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, everybody. Right. Appreciate it.
I think that concludes what you need me for. Can I be excused?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We appreciate your attention.
Happy New Year, all.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Great working with you all. Take care.
Thank you.
Hey, Roman, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You didn't see him come in.
Yeah.
Snuck in during our discussion.
Snuck in.
So with the fact that we have our engineer here and he has plans, if it meets the pleasure of the rest of the board, let's just change our order to whatever John wants to bring to us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here to stay.
We'll get your stuff and then you don't have to.
Well,
you're here to stay. The rest of the items are yours anyway, except for the hiring a planner, I believe.
Yep.
Yes.
Data centers, warehouses, and the Act 537. So.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year, John.
Yeah, it's been a while. So do I need to stand in front of the microphone?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. No, I can hear you fine.
Can you hear me fine? So, you know, I know that we have a number of open issues, which we've talked about through the latter part of last year. Now, with the data centers, I believe we were, you know, looking at a something from the county, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I have not spent a lot of time reviewing that. I don't know what the direction of the board is on that or what you would like me to do with the data center from the county. Is there any thoughts on that?
Just, if you can just review it and see what you think of what's in there. We did have one that I read and I highlighted or wrote different things in there that we might want to discuss, but there may be more. You know, it was only my opinion in that one.
Yeah. So with the recommendation from the county, is that something we would look to adopt into the ordinance?
Yes, because we thought it was a very well-written and understandable ordinance, which I give them credit that they did.
Part of the problem, John, that I've seen with the ordinances so far is that they're very, very difficult to follow, the data center ordinances. Just because of the way that the municipalities have their ordinances already, so they're referring back to different sections, and I don't think we want that. I think we want an ordinance that, similar to the one we just discussed with DEPG on the planned unit commercial developments, we want a freestanding part of the zoning ordinance that's going to deal totally with data centers. You'll still have to meet all the performance requirements, but the main thing for the data centers, what the county does a great job of, is actually defining the different parts of the data centers. Because it's not just the data center, it's also how data center is operating, such as electric and fuel and water. So I think they did a good job in that regard. The only issue I have with the county's proposed ordinance is I don't necessarily agree with 50 feet or 100 feet. I think, you know, next to a residential development, I think there's going to be a need for a much more large buffer.
Like a larger setback.
Absolutely, yeah. Need some type of a buffer beach if it's going to go next to residential. And that's the big question I have for the commission, is where obviously we have to allow them in somewhere. But where do we allow it? And this is something I think you should discuss when hiring a planner too, because my idea is that you don't want to be totally restricted, but you want to restrict it to an area that's not going to interfere with others' use of their property. So if there was an industrial area, if there's an area of the township that you think would be out of the way, so to speak, and a data center would still have access to power and water, maybe that's our overlay zone, but that's something you should discuss with the planner.
And what about the infrastructure?
Now that's
going to it.
Did I freeze up?
No.
Yeah, you froze up.
Now you froze.
The infrastructure going to it, all the power lines and everything that those things need, that all has to be in black and white, that they own all that.
Now look, they're going to have to. But they're also doing now micro nuclear plants to run their own on site.
That's, yeah, because of the energy demand.
So creating their own power.
But that's going to increase the water usage.
Right, the water use will even be greater.
And the way some of them are running, the water usage is great, especially the first time they fill it up, but then they recycle it until it has to be changed again. So I really don't have, I was looking to see if I could find some kind of timeline on that, but because of the different sizes of the different ones, they're all different.
And then the waste coming out of them, what's the deal with the waste coming out of them?
That they got to have proper disposal of and have
records of. Definitely don't want these things near schools.
I think our biggest issue is going to be with their backup generators. If the power goes out,
right,
when those generators kick on, as Roman can tell you, they're running, you know, Cummins generators with 3,000-gallon oil tanks underneath them, and it could be 12 of them depending on the size of the building.
Right.
And that's where you're going to have heavy noise.
Well, they're just going to have to build buildings around them that contain the noise.
And that's what's got to be part of our ordinance.
In Manhattan, that's what they have. Like, all the sites I go to on there, they have them. They're just in generator rooms, and there's huge, you know, rooms like this that are filled with just sound deadening, essentially, around them, and just the exhaust that goes out. But that's going to be the biggest thing. I mean, the cooling thing is, that's one thing, but, I mean, technology, a lot of these things are, like, closed loop now. They're not, you know...
Yeah, but they do have to change it out.
They do have to change it out, yeah.
They have to change it out. How often?
I don't know that end of things. I
haven't been able to find like a direct...
Yeah. So it all depends on...
Distinctly then, the noise mitigation for the for the generators.
That's going to be the biggest thing.
I would assume that the cooling systems are closely monitored for pH and nitrates and all that kind of stuff. So I would imagine that the change out of that is not with any kind of regularity. I mean, there has to be
some of them are using sewage water.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure that they have to go in. And I mean, it's just like, I mean, I have to do it in my industry. You know, I mean, we are constantly checking levels of things.
What we're saying is,
and chemically,
it has to be an ordinance that they have to produce that. How often they're going to have to change the water?
Of course. Well, I mean, the discussion at the time was of how often do they have to change it.
And right.
And my input is probably not all that often unless they have to drain it to do repairs.
Well, I think their industry is doing a phenomenal job of their own PR. If you see what they did with NED in the news station, they actually bused a bunch of people to Virginia to where all these mega sites are. And the takeaway, and they led the
recording in progress.
They led the news people around and did it. The takeaway was that they weren't that bad looking, and that there was no noise associated. They never brought up the water usage, the noise when they had to even exercise their generators, mm-hmm. and they lightly touched on the electricity use because it's affecting local communities. So I think we need to really double down on that sort of stuff.
It's my opinion.
The end of the electric, the problem I have with that is if they're using so much electric, it's going to come down to supply and demand, and the electric rates are going to go up.
There's competing bills in the legislature now. One is to encourage development that was introduced last summer, and the other one, which was introduced in the fall, is to make sure that it doesn't take more than 25% of the local grid for electricity away from customers. So in other words, build your own electric system. Neither of those bills has gone anywhere.
Well, but build your own electric system, is that an answer too? Well, you know, that's more, especially if you're talking about nuclear facilities.
Who's going to be regulating them?
Yeah. Has any of the other municipalities adopted the county?
No, I'm sorry. None that I know of yet.
Nobody's adopted the...
Shoal is looking at it now because I guess somebody's talking about possibly putting a data center in Shoal. That's the word I got from their planning board.
My question, Anthony, was has any of the other townships actually adopted the county's recommended ordinance?
The county ordinance? No. They have not yet. There is, there are two townships, Lackawaxen and Palmyra, that are working on ordinances, as well as us. And there are ordinances that were adopted in Lackawanna County by Jessup Borough, Archbald Borough, and Clifton Township.
Okay.
And there's actually one being built as we speak in Archbald Borough.
Hmm. So, and the other thing we were looking at was the size of the property, too, because... Mm-hmm. We want to make sure it's of a good size at a minimum.
Well,
because that's going to
determine. That's a tough one too. That's tough because there are different sizes. I mean, there are, and I don't pretend to be an expert, but I know that there's small data centers, medium-sized data centers, and then.
Well, if we're going to require a certain setback, you know, larger setbacks. Right. I mean, that's going to. Make it
that's going to dictate a that's lot
gonna,
of the size.
Yeah, that's going to dictate a lot of the size of the parcel anyway.
Right.
Correct.
So, you know, if we do 300 feet all the way around to the building, you know, that's a substantial.
What's considered unreasonable when you get to that, though. We're talking about...
Well, that's why I threw a number out there, so we can talk about it.
Well, I mean, listen, 100, I know we've floated around 50 or 100 feet. I mean, typically 100 is the largest setback I've seen even in a lot of ordinances, for all kinds of uses.
Like 75 feet is on a residential home.
Yeah, I mean...
Right? That's a residential home.
Setback?
Yeah,
no, setback.
25.
25 here.
25?
25.
On the front.
Depends what zone you're in. If it's low growth, it's 50 on the front.
Right. So, I mean, if that's a residential home, we're talking about a data center that's going to be making noise, sucking in electricity. I mean, what's the traffic going in and out of these things?
Oh, probably
minimal traffic.
Minimal.
Well, like one or two.
No,
yeah,
there's one or two.
Right.
Traffic's not going to be an issue.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, traffic is
an issue. Traffic's not.
But like, are they sightly buildings? Are they just concrete boxes? Are they just metal boxes?
Well, that comes in our conditional use.
We kind of help out with.
They're ugly big warehouses.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically warehouses is what they are. But I mean, 100-foot setback, screening, buffering that they are.
Biggest thing is going to be the screening and buffering, especially if it's near residential.
I think the biggest issue is in the event of a power outage and they have to run generators, because I think they won't make a lot of noise.
They won't make any. They're not going to make any
during
noise.
Any operation. I mean, they just don't, you know. They're fully enclosed.
And they make enough materials today to direct the sound.
Yeah, the buildings would be soundproof.
No, I'm talking about for the generators, if they're outdoors
they
put them in an enclosure.
Come up with a plan, I think.
I think. Well, it's just like the pumping station up there.
Yeah, the pump station.
The compressor.
Compressor station. They had too much noise for the neighbors, and they went up there and they ended up putting up a soundproof wall, which the neighbors said
worked. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which seems to have worked very well. No one complains anymore.
No.
Well, they own the property next door now, so.
Right. They bought
the complainer away, so.
He's trying to get the buyer,
That typically helps.
So then is there a place for you to start with that then, John?
I think so. I wanted to understand what the concerns are. I have not spent a lot of time with the county ordinance, but I'll do that and give you a memo of my thoughts and comments. I just want to understand what the concerns are with that specifically. Mm-hmm. I think they're coming. You know, I guess the only other question would be, is there certain areas of the town that we don't want to see this?
Well, we were thinking more likely that areas of the town where it could go.
Could go, yeah.
Which would be...
Well, I think if you divine the three different sizes and you have more than reasonable setbacks, it's going to dictate where they go.
Right, exactly.
We don't have a lot of separate big pieces of property. I think we have more of a threat by the smaller facilities in a community like this.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to put a...
And if you have a smaller one and you control the sound, what do you care where it is?
Yeah.
I mean, compared to, our other warehouse concerns, I don't think these are going to be necessarily overly large, as it relates to that. I'm not even sure what... I mean, in this area... anywhere from 20 to 50,000 square feet, I would consider pretty large. For this type of use. I mean, we're not looking at 200,000 square foot buildings for data centers. At least not locally. I don't see that.
But when will they saturate that market?
The thing is, it's just digital real estate essentially. So. Every company out there, they use these data centers to store all of their data. And if someone has a better deal, they're going to go, their contract's up, they'll go, I'm going to go store my stuff on their servers.
From what I understand, the need is never going to be satisfied.
It's never going to be
satisfied. Because we create data every single day.
Minute.
Every single minute, we're doing it right now.
Yeah.
We're making data by recording this and having it available online. So everyone in the world that has a computer or a phone or anything is making the need for storage.
When you order online.
Yes. So the need is never going to be satisfied.
No. I would say like small, you know, the threshold would be like up to 10 to 15,000 square feet. Medium size might be between like 20 and 60,000 square feet. Once you're past 60, then you're into what I would call a large data center, which is going to be, if a company's looking to build something that large, they're going to be very direct in what they're trying to do.
Weren't you saying, how big was the one that Facebook was building?
Facebook's building one in Manhattan. That's like, it's city blocks.
Yeah, but
Well, I mean, we're not going to see that, but yeah.
In Bangor, PA, there's Amazon one that, you know, they did a monster one that we went out and worked on. It's huge, like absolutely huge. Like you have to drive around to get to the other side of the building. Like it's that big, like miles long.
Yeah. So, I mean, even a 100,000 square foot building, that's large. Jefferson. You're going to need a pretty distinct property.
The building one where?
Exactly. The thing is like getting like the power.
Where?
Amazon is building one up there in Archbald.
Yeah.
Oh, like Monta County.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my daughter lives in Jefferson Township. Yeah. That's why it perked my ears.
So I'm like, power is the biggest thing. The bigger ones need a lot of power, and it's just not going to. Around here, we just don't have it.
I don't know if the grid around here it won't sustain.
Honestly, 15 to 20,000.
The infrastructure outside of it. Say they bring new lines in from a new power line.
So they are bringing.
They're bringing the show
trying. I think part of the process is they'll have to demonstrate that. They'll have to work with the utility company and come up with what power is available. I mean, there's just no way they can just tap in if the power's not there. And I'm assuming, you know, that they've got smart people working for them, that they've studied that and they understand what's available. I mean, they're not going to look at a location if they can't get the power.
Nope.
No. They're just not going to do it. That's why I think what we would anticipate around here is something in the 20 to 50,000 square foot building.
Yep.
You know, and they'll have to find distinct areas. I mean, that's a big building for.
And do we have? Should we be looking at something if they're bringing their own power support source in?
Well, that yeah.
But then
lot of cost involved in this.
So much cost.
If we put like a 10-acre minimum around it, right, and then they can come in with their own power source. Who's to say that they don't just keep adding on to this thing? They're making it grow to within the 100-foot setback that we put around it.
Now, that was one of the things we were looking at was the minimum acreage. And we had discussed 10 acres, but then I think we were discussing 15, right? Because we don't have many properties left.
I think by defining the size of the facility, you're going to wind up dictating what
I do too.
Size of property they have to have.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that, but at the same time, if we say a minimum size, it stops it from going in on smaller properties, and it's only leaving it open to the bigger properties.
To the bigger
parcels.
Apologize, I keep losing connection. I have to go out and come back.
Recording in progress.
And the internet was unstable. Sorry.
What we were just discussing was the minimum.
Well, that's a viable question for both you and the planner. Then.
Yeah.
We're at that point in time. You know, when you start with these huge setbacks, is that appropriate on a 10-acre piece if you have a smaller facility?
Mm-hmm.
You're taking a lot. So much land, you're making it unreasonable to we have to be careful about that. We can't.
I think
we're not saying maximum, though. We're only saying minimum.
Like, I mean, I think a setback, you know, all properties are going to be different. It depends on what they are. I mean, if you're backed up to a state highway, do you need a 100-foot setback? Probably not. I mean, the 100 feet or 150 feet would be more appropriate to a residential zone. If we're going to look at doing something that large.
All right.
Yeah. But if you're backed up to you know, state land or the interstate or some other commercial setting, I mean, you don't need a setback that much. So I think we need to craft it and look at all those options, and I'll do that.
All right. Sounds good.
Those are legitimate concerns. And I'll spend some time. And I'll put a memo together, and I'll come back and discuss it with you.
Okay. And by then, we should have a better sense of what we're doing with a planner and have somebody actually working for us doing that.
Do you want to do it for your regular meeting or next work session? I'm happy to come to either.
Well, let's see where we go with some of the rest of this tonight. You want to, your time is good this time of year. You want to stay on this?
I just have to schedule. And I told you last month, because I wasn't available to come last month, I'll just block it out.
And
Milford is my priority, and everybody else will have to wait. That's just how it goes. I'll put it on the calendar, and this is your time. So.
Well, then, yeah, if everybody's, we'll just stay on point with John.
Stay on point with him.
So we have enough here that we can, it's not that you aren't going to have something to do each time.
No, we got plenty.
Yeah, I mean, I know as far as Act 537, Bob and I were going to meet to go over that. I don't know if you want to elaborate on that right now, because I have not spent time recently on that.
Yeah, what we're going to do, well, we're at the point, I think we want to change one section of it for the reviews. So we can say we're doing a study to see if it requires an ordinance for maintenance.
There you go.
All right, and
very good.
From there, we're gonna take the checklist from DEP and go down it one step at a time. And me and John will work out what we have to send in. Sound like a plan? Okay.
Excellent.
Well, the question that begs itself is. Is DEP going to accept that?
That is a hit or miss question.
Yeah.
All we can do is try.
And we can send it in. They may send it back and say they want to see this. They want to see that.
No, and I understand that, but I don't.
Will they accept it because of the sewer going through? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's part of it. But is there, if you follow their checklist, anybody should be able to submit a document to them. Is that right?
That's correct.
In theory, yeah.
The best thing I can tell you, right?
My question then is, John, are you willing to defend that?
I'll get back to you.
Well, we have to see how the process goes. You understand my concern, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well. So far with AutoZone, just so everybody's aware, the county jumped in and wants to know why there's no planning module on it for the septic. And the reason being, it was a property that was already existing with septic and doesn't require a planning module to put septic on, especially when the septic is less than what was there before. So because the county ran this up, we ended up having to talk to the DEP, and the DEP said, I was told, you know, it doesn't sound like it's going to require anything. Just send a mailer in so we can sign it and say it doesn't need it and send it back. So, but we shouldn't even have to go through that. But the county stepped in. So now I'm going to send a letter to the county saying that now that the county has taken sewage questions, I'm going to send everybody to them.
It's their planning rules, right? technically, an update of the municipal plan every time they're development in the township, so.
Right, if you're doing a new property, it's supposed to update the
by county, what do you mean? Conservation district?
No, county planning. County planning.
County planning?
Yep.
What business does county planning have once they sent that? They can ask for a planning module at the...
They were asking why there's no planning module. Well, because it's an existing lot with existing sewage, and it's actually a modification of what was there.
Okay, and that wasn't... that wasn't acceptable to them?
Well, I don't know. I only answered them today.
Okay.
I didn't jump on that one.
Right.
But
you
I
had to calm down first?
Yes.
There we go.
So
they got no business in sewage.
Say